I just want to say a couple things that I've been mulling over here, and like Josh, having served with him on the Planning Commission, none of these decisions are easy. But I want to make it clear to the people who came tonight who are in the neighborhood and adjacent, you're in the county. You have no zoning today whatsoever. This property has no zoning today. Annexing it into the city gives you more protection, honestly, than you have today or will have tomorrow without it being annexed into the city. A used car lot could go on there in the county tomorrow. A hog farm could go on that lot tomorrow, and you could not do anything about it. However, if we annex into the city and we have regulations and zoning limitations on the development, there are restrictions there. So there are pros and cons to both sides of this, and I've talked to some of you. It is a very difficult decision. I agree with Ms. Bryant. We desperately need housing in this county, in this city. We hear it every day. You can see it on Facebook. People are looking for apartments. They're looking for places, nice places, to raise their families. And the whole intent behind this kind of development is to give people a leg up, to get them in an income-adjusted, not necessarily high-end housing, but that allows them to save money toward the purchase of a house, ultimately. That's what we should be encouraging. So, it's tough. Having been on planning and looking at zoning in detail in our city, within our city limits, and knowing, if we had started doing things the way we probably should have done them 20 years ago in terms of annexation, and, there are lots of neighborhoods that are outside the city limits in the county today that enjoy city services that ought to be annexed in. If we're going to do a development like this, it ought to be annexed in, because otherwise someone else could come in there without an agreement from the city or annexing into the city and build this same exact development without any kind of restrictions. And people here who are maybe opposed to this would have absolutely no say in it. That's just my advice. And having sat on and looked at planning and zoning maps in this city and this county for the last 4.5-5 years, probably more than anybody else other than maybe Craig and Josh, who I've forced to look at those maps, you can be in a pickle any time you're in an area where there is no zoning whatsoever. And sometimes the lesser of the evils is to have those restrictions that protect your property values to some degree versus not having any protections at all. I mean, because you could wind up with nothing there.
Can you afford to pay the cost?
What?
That's it.
What
the cost of this, like the giving them back the credit, can the city afford that? That's the biggest issue. Can you afford it?
Can I interject real quick on that? So, to be honest with you, we can do this project in the county without going into the city at all.
Right.
We can run the city sewer, and it's a wash.
Right.
Because if we're not in the city, it's my understanding, you don't have to be in the city to get sewer.
Right, you're not in the city, so.
No, ma'am, but Todd was just saying. We're here trying to make and do the right thing, trying to go through the processes the appropriate way. We don't have to do this. We're here trying to do it the right way and to do it the appropriate way so that it can be zoned. Because from a financial standpoint, if we're not in the city, we don't pay the city taxes. It's a wash in that 10-year period. Because it's $120,000 of the city's money. But if we just stay in the county, we just don't pay the $120,000. So it's not, I'm not trying to, but to Mr. Wallace's point, he's right. We're trying to here do the right things and to try to work with everybody and to try to go through the appropriate processes so that it does protect not only us, but the city as well.